Hello guys, this is Memo Caracheo, another week of the Beers and Movies podcast. I'm here with my good friend.
What's up guys, it's Eddie once again. How y'all doing this beautiful week?
Well, today we're back with a new episode.
No guest today,
just back to just us.
Just us.
But we've actually got a good episode prepared for you guys. We will be doing the
a special edition of Black Mirror, right?
Black Mirror and Netflix original series,
which is, as you know, Netflix show, which is like the modern day Twilight Zone in a way, right?
Modern day Twilight Zone. Yeah. That's exactly right. So we're gonna be talking about some of our favorite episodes, some of the
worst and least
favorite episodes. Episodes that are overlooked,
the underrated ones,
that are good episodes. We actually. Both of us, we made a list of some of our favorite episodes, top three favorite episodes, top three worst episodes, and the three that are overlooked.
And I haven't seen your list, and you haven't seen mine, right?
That's what I was going to say. We haven't seen each other's list.
So this is just fresh. So
this should be interesting to see what we get on some of the episodes.
And I'm not going to hold back on me disagreeing with you.
All right, so you want to go first with...
Talk about one of my favorite ones? Well, my third favorite episode is USS Callister.
USS Callister. For me, that's an episode that's there.
It's there.
It's there.
This is the one where, as you might have... Some of you have seen the one where it's like their take on like the Star Trek, right?
Yeah.
Which is basically this geek that runs a company or like the head of the company. He's like a loser inside the company and the workplace.
Yeah.
But once he gets home, he's like...
He creates his own fantasy.
He creates his own fantasy of his favorite show that he was part of when he
was... Which was called
USS
Callister, right?
And it's just fucking creepy, right? But
it's creepy and... Because like you mentioned, in real life, he's a fucking loser. He's like CEO, but like everyone tells him what to do.
Yeah, because he has a co-partner or something.
Co-owner.
Right? And the owner's like the hotshot in the company.
Exactly.
This guy's like the loser. And so basically he somehow gets their DNA or gets everybody's DNA from the office and enters it into the system.
He creates off of the DNA, he creates their own character for the game, for his own reality.
And there he can go nuts, right? Fucking yell at
there. He's the fucking boss.
Dude. It's like the slave.
He's like
master.
Yeah, because everyone's DNA, everyone's character who's there, they're slaves, pretty much. They can't go anywhere. They're just waiting.
They're basically trapped in there forever. Yeah. Until he logs in.
It's kind of like a limbo, yeah.
Yeah, like on an endless loop. And I like that one because it's just... One, it has the Black Mirror creepiness of it.
Yeah.
It's Black Mirror.
You could tell it's like Black Mirror any day of the week when you start watching it.
And I like the whole Star Trek like vibe to it. Like, it was very original to me. Like, original, like, to come up with the story like that.
And I think that's before that episode, it doesn't compare to any other episodes. Like,
none
of the other episodes are
it's similar. Different from all these.
Yeah, it's different.
This is actually one of my sister's favorite one.
Oh, yeah?
My sister Gabby. Shout out to her.
Shout out to Gabby. Well, for me, it's an episode that's there.
It's just there, right?
It's just there. It's not bad or worse. It's kind of like in the middle. But I did like it when I first saw it. It doesn't make like my top three.
All right, that was my top three. So what's your top? What's your third? Let me hear it.
Third would be Crocodile.
Crocodile
that I just watched like 2 or 3 days ago because I started watching it, but then I didn't. At my friend's house,
I
had to leave. Had to finish, so I started watching it again 2 days ago, but from beginning to end. I really like the episode because it's probably the darkest
one. It's the fucking darkest. I was going to tell you, like, that was like...
I don't think it can get any darker than...
Even for Black Mirror, that was dark.
I didn't think
they were going to go there, right?
At the end. No, I think we can talk about
it. Yeah, let's talk a bit. This is...
So basically, At the beginning of the episode, the main character is driving with her then boyfriend. They run over someone. They, they crash with a pedestrian. They end up killing him.
Right.
They throw him overboard. And then whatever, they just continue with their lives. And 15 years later, the then boyfriend wants to, you know, confess or come forward. Because,
like, the guilt is eating him up. Right?
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is that the chick is now, like, a big shot. She's, like, a huge architect, well-known girl. She made her own life. She's married. She has a kid. So then she starts involuntarily killing people.
Yeah.
Because...
like, killing traces, right?
Yeah, killing traces. So in the episode, they have this technology where they can...
they're investigating, right?
Or they're investigating because of a car crash with a pizza cart.
Yeah.
So then they end up interviewing her. And in the interview, it's kind of like a claim, right?
Yeah, in like an insurance investigator.
Exactly. So in the episode, they can look at your memory and they screen your memory.
Yeah, we got to mention that this is a show about the future, right? Like,
exactly.
About future technology and
future
how
technology.
It can...
So in the show, they can you know, project your memory from what you lived that day. So then, of course...
Of what you saw, right?
Of what you saw. And then basically he kills her then boyfriend accidentally. So she's trying to hide that. So then she kills that person who was investigating that accident with a pizza cart.
Yeah.
And then from there she kills her husband because her husband knew that she was there visiting her. And then from there she sees that a baby, like a toddler was there.
The toddler watching the her. The toddler witnessed her killing the dad of the baby.
And then so then she ends up also killing the little girl, I think, with little boy.
It's a baby. I mean,
and then
we're not in a way like saying this is okay, but
to make it worse, like you mentioned, like even for Black Mirror, the baby was blind.
Yeah, it turned out to be blind.
Of course she didn't know that, but it turned out to be blind, so.
And wasn't there something like with a rat or something like that?
Yeah, that's how they caught her. I think it was like a little...
Oh, yeah.
Hamster. Hamster.
Yeah, so that they got into the hamster's
memory. Yeah, they got into the hamster's memory, and that's how they catch her while she's at her son's play at school. That's how the episode ends, where the cops are like there at the...
Oh, shit. You know what? This one, like, I think I'm starting to...
It's coming back to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's coming back. No, it's not just coming back. It's like I'm starting like to appreciate it a little more. Like the story, like where everything it took.
Like shit. Like I like it because there's no happy ending. Like everything.
It's just classic Black Mirror.
Classic Black Mirror for sure.
So. And well, we gotta mention like because I don't think we forgot to mention that this Black Mirror is an anthology series. So all the episodes are unique. They have nothing to do with each other.
Oh, yeah,
you can watch them any. You can watch them in any order, right?
That's exactly right. They're all independent episodes.
Just in case somebody's lost that.
So that's my take on Crocodile.
That's your top three, right?
Yeah, number three at top three.
Let's talk about some overlooked ones, dude. I mean, not actually some of the worst, no?
Yeah, let's get into worst.
I think the worst one I have to say, the top three worst is the National Anthem, which is the first episode. And I'll tell you why. It's
where the guy has to fuck a goat or something?
A pig.
A pig?
The guy has to fuck a pig. And
first of all, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Why would you ever want to watch that?
Yeah. And plus the plot of this is because basically, I guess the queen or the princess of England
gets kidnapped.
So the prime minister gets the demand by the kidnapper that he has to.
It's not a ransom. It's a demand.
It's a demand, right? And he has to basically fuck this pig on national television.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll release the princess, whatever.
Yeah.
And the reason why I don't like it is because like people like who see the show or who are barely gonna see the show, they see this episode, which is the first one, and they say like, nah, I don't wanna fucking, I mean, this is what the show is, like I'm not gonna watch it. And then they miss out on the greatness of the rest of the
season. Yeah.
So that just for that reason alone, I mean, that's the only reason.
Like that, to start the show with that episode.
Because a lot of people say, nah, no thanks. You
know? Exactly. I mean, that would be an episode to
you can watch that
to release like down the line.
Yeah, I don't know why they started with that one. I mean,
that's true. That's fucked up. And then that's kind of like a sad episode at the end where
she's already been released, but just nobody figures it out because everybody's watching.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, the sad part of that episode is that he continues with his life as prime minister, but his wife is ashamed. Like,
that is fucking bad. I forgot about that.
Because they enter the house, like, for the cameras, everything is perfect, like, but, they go back to a scene where they're by themselves with no cameras.
I feel like they don't even have sex at that point.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Right?
Anyways, well
that's a fucked up episode.
That is a fucked up episode.
And what do you think is also one of the worst ones?
One of the worst ones. I don't know if I should say, because I feel like this is an episode that a lot of people like.
Like, you're going to get lynched for this one?
Maybe. Well.
Nah, just go ahead.
I was going to go ahead either way. San Junipero.
Ah, dude, what? That's a good one.
San Junipero, I don't know. It, for some reason, it wasn't very appealing to me.
I mean, like, I got to say, this is one of the few happy ending ones, or happy ones, right?
I feel like
Black Mirror.
Yeah, for Black Mirror, that's actually
Black Mirror standards.
Yeah, because it is. It ends up in a happy note. You know?
Yeah. What? How did you not like that one? It's like
to me, that was like a filler.
No way, dude. this is like in everybody's top three, I think, dude.
For sure, that's what I'm telling you.
Not in mine, but like
I'm gonna get messages left and right. How the fuck do you not like San Junipero?
Yeah, dude.
It was entertaining.
Hey, if you do have complaints against us, just hit us up on Instagram and like tell us you're fucking crazy, whatever you want, you know.
Go at us.
Yeah, go at us. We don't care. I mean,
but
this is a show of opinions.
Exactly. But San Junipero for me, like, it's an episode that was kind of like overrated, and I see why, because it has a happy ending, and it's a part because of the same reason. It's a happy ending. It's about two lesbian women that meet in a virtual reality.
Yeah, it's basically like a virtual where people who are, how does that work? Like, the ones that are about
to die,
they go test this out, right? This go into a virtual reality place where they can live as a young another person, right?
Yeah. So in
or a young person.
As a young person, yeah. So they meet, these two women meet and they fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both about to die. Like, one of them is already like in her last
funeral
days.
Home, right?
Yeah. And then the other one is still like,
I think it's like a testing period.
Yeah, it's kind of like a test environment. But
right.
In the episode, pretty much like, or in the virtual reality, everything.
I think the ones that are dead.
You can do whatever you want.
The ones that are dead are there forever.
Yeah, they go into like a cloud.
Yeah, there you go. Because at the end it's like a RAM of a big thing.
Yeah, exactly. So for me, that episode was there. It was good.
It was just there.
But to me, it was.
Well, sir, I gotta respectfully disagree with that. But
you agree to disagree. You know,
everybody
agree to disagree.
Yeah. Agree to disagree.
All right.
One of the, I'm going to mention another one that's underrated, overlooked.
Okay.
For me, the third one is Hang the DJ. Do you remember?
Hang the DJ is actually another episode that we could put it
in
the happy category.
I think it's only like two of them. I think that's like one of them.
Yeah.
Or two.
So what's Hang the DJ about?
Hang the DJ.
It's about it, like a dating app, right?
It's basically a dating app where these people get sent to like a resort, right?
Yeah.
And they date a different person.
Oh yeah, for a certain amount of time.
Yeah. They have this device that tells them like, "Oh, you're gonna date this? No, live with this person."
Right.
For like 3 days, or one of them is only like 1 day, or
yeah.
4 months, like somewhere.
Yeah,
long.
Or like years, even years. Yeah.
And so you basically see, you live with that person, and it does like the compatibility test and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just says like if you match or you don't match.
Yeah, and then it has a happy ending because the couple that actually liked each other, they fuck the system. We're gonna continue. We're gonna stay with each other.
Because they were like not meant. Like according to the thing, they were not meant for each other. But they say, let's run off. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Let's run off together. Fuck the app. I still want to be with you. You still want to be with me.
And they just run off. And that's how it ends. Like basically 100% compatible or something.
Yeah, yeah. That's how it's one of the ones that.
And the reason why I like that is because I've always thought that like that's how it works. Like the internal is always like, what if it's like a different test? Like all these kinds of scenarios or like different scenarios, and like this is the match, you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah,
for and sure. Another reason why I like it is because I like the Smiths a lot, and it ends with the Smiths on Panic, Hang the DJ. And that's a little biased, but yeah, I think it's underrated.
Yeah. Speaking of, let me see.
Another underrated one.
Another underrated or overlooked for sure.
What do you got?
Smithereens.
Smithereens, I have it as my number one, dude.
You have it as your number one? Okay, well, we can talk about both, how it's overlooked.
Yeah.
Smithereens?
No. It's my number one overlooked one.
Okay. Well, okay. I thought you meant like as your favorite.
Yeah, no. No,
overlooked. Yeah, Smithereens, for sure. It's a really good episode.
I enjoyed it a lot. I think I messaged you once I saw it. Like, damn, dude, this is
I think the characters are awesome. And speaking of, for example, right now that you mentioned being biased, I know that my girlfriend doesn't like that episode.
I heard that.
quick little story. Quick side note.
Side note.
So, Anakaren doesn't like that episode. Because she hates Topher Grace.
What?
And she hates Topher Grace because...
Why?
Everyone knows Topher Grace probably from that 70s show, Eric Foreman. So his real name is Christopher Grace.
Yeah.
And his stage name is Topher Grace.
Right.
So she fucking hates that. She hates Topher Grace.
And that reason is why she doesn't like...
And for that reason, she said, for that reason, I'm out.
I'm out. Fucking Barbara Cochran,
Mr. Wonderful. Shark Tank. So I swear to God, she doesn't like that episode because Topher Grace comes out and he doesn't even get that much of screen time.
He gets like 5 minutes.
He gets an important role, but he comes out till the end.
And this is like from the newest season, right?
Yeah, that's the most recent season that came out last summer.
The season was, aside from that one, the season was kind of weak.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, we'll get into it.
But Smithereens was good. Basically, it's about a guy who kidnapped an intern.
Like an Uber, no?
Yeah, an intern for a big social media company.
Right.
Like a Facebook. Which was Smithereens. That was the top social media company. Uh-huh. So he tries to talk to the owner, which Billy Bauer, which is the character for Topher Grace.
Uh-huh.
So
he basically tries to communicate to...
His demand, basically.
Yeah, let me talk to your supervisor, and then until it gets all the way to the freaking...
To the owner.
To the owner.
Right? Which is Billy Bauer, which is like Topher Grace's character. Mm-hmm. But that's a good episode. Like, throughout the whole story, how it starts unveiling, I guess.
Yeah, like unveiling, right?
Unveiling, yeah.
You know what I like is that, like, everything that comes, like...
Together,
like, you know, like, the FBI is talking here, and then there's, like, the other local police that are, like, pointing at the sniper.
The kid's recording,
like, all these intertwined, like, things are coming together, so that's what I like about it.
Yeah, this movie is good, and it also has, like, an ending that you have to pay attention to.
Yeah, this one, I think, let's not even say how it ends or anything.
Let's go move to the next one.
Yeah, but that one's really good.
Smithereens is probably the best one
Very underrated. And my second favorite one is Shut Up and Dance, which is one of the darker ones as well.
Shut Up and Dance. Tell us about the episode.
Shut Up and Dance is basically this kid.
Oh, yeah, I remember now. Shut Up and Dance, the kid who's watching the porn.
Kid who's watching porn. And then the hacker somehow get a load of his webcam.
Uh-huh.
And they...
So he has a video of him.
They're filming him. They film him masturbating. Right?
Doing things that he's not supposed to.
Yeah.
Off of, like...
And so basically, as soon as that happens, he gets a message or something like... We have their video of you doing this.
And, yeah, we're gonna turn into the cops. Or
yeah, whatever. Do exactly as we do from a text message, or we're gonna send it to all your contacts or something.
Yeah, like
that. And so basically,
we're gonna expose you, basically.
Yeah, and so basically, they're giving him demands to like take this and go to. We have 15 minutes to get to this place in London or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I think
then the person he goes to, they also are hacked.
They've also been hacking. They've also been in the same situation, for other things. You know?
So it's all a game by the hackers. They're all like doing the,
they're also basically,
the demands.
Yeah, they're basically just, all these people are their puppets to these hackers.
Right.
And Damn, man, I don't even want to say how they...
That one has a also pretty dark ending.
That's like at the end, I think it tells them, like, you're faced with this guy, and like there's like a drone on top
recording, like, if life,
like, fight, like kill each other to death,
yeah. And whoever wins gets to, you know, we don't tell your secret, we don't expose you,
but who knows that they would even do it,
yeah,
like reveal this.
And at the end, even though they come through with all the demands, they still expose them.
Yeah,
so that was still pretty dumb.
And that kid's name, I don't even want to say because it's pretty dark. Should I say it's Black Mirror?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Well, that kid's, he was not only masturbating, he was masturbating to like child pornography, dude. So
and then that's how it ends, because the cops are looking for him.
Yeah. At the end. But I mean, the why I like it is because it's so like I like those intertwined like stories when things come together like that.
Yeah, for sure. That's actually a good episode.
I think an actor from Game of Thrones comes out too, the older man. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
He comes out too. That's one of my favorite ones.
Another favorite one for me is White Christmas.
White Christmas?
White Christmas.
That's my number one favorite one.
Dude. That's your number one?
Yeah.
So we can talk, we can spend a little bit of time on White Christmas. And since it's your number one, my number two. White Christmas, for sure. Like the whole plot involves storytelling.
Yeah. So how does it start? Like they're basically in a cabin, right?
They're in a cabin in the middle of winter. Like it's a winter snowing. Storm.
Yeah.
It's
like Christmas time.
Yeah, it's Christmas time. It's with one of my favorite actors for sure. I'm pretty sure it's too, with John Hamm.
John Hamm, of course. Mad Men.
So basically, they're just having a casual conversation.
Well, it's like so many people. They're just him and John Hamm and the other character in this shack, right?
Yeah. And then basically they start telling stories. Basically, according to John Hamm, they already knew each other, but this guy just woke up from a nap. They're in the cabin.
He doesn't know why he's there, right?
He doesn't know why he's there. And he starts talking about, you know, stories, you know, I used to do this for work, and they flash back.
And then they start with that story of how John Hamm
used to work for, like, for example, he was kind of like a hitch. He used to help people who weren't good with chicks and whatever. But
he basically like got into their heads, like literally, like
you can see
it, like as the person, and like help him at parties get chicks and stuff like that.
Yeah. But each story is really good.
Yeah.
So that's what's good. It's like three stories in one episode.
Yeah.
In
White Christmas. It's like the other episode.
Black Museum,
just like that, with three stories. So, which is another good one.
But White Christmas, I don't want to say much on that one because I want everyone to watch it.
Everybody should watch this one.
If you've never seen the show, start with White Christmas, and it's a fucking good episode.
Yeah, expected to be good. So you know it's going to be good. And don't start with the Prime Minister fucking up.
Yeah, you're not going to want to watch Black Mirror ever again.
Yeah, remember these are anthology episodes, so you just watch at any time you want.
Yeah.
But that one, let's just like not say, because that's kind of a good tool.
But now that we're on the favorite episodes, that was your one.
That's my number one.
And maybe we can knock out our last episodes for favorite ones.
Yeah.
You want to go first? Or you want?
No, well, that was. I already did my favorite one.
Okay, let me then knock out my number one episode.
Number one, what is it?
Which is Hated in the Nation.
Hated in the Nation. Another, I would say, it's in my overlooked list. Yeah.
Hated in the Nation for me is one of, and actually for me, is it's between White Christmas and Hated in the Nation, but I think Hated in the Nation just takes just a little tip over. But we can talk about Hated in the Nation. Basically, it's... the premise of the episode is that everyone's playing a game. The public is playing a game, like, for example, on Twitter, and they have to vote for the most hated person. Like, during that time, maybe someone did
like
a video.
Something like somebody who's running for office.
Or whoever they dislike.
Or somebody who's being, like, racist.
Yes, and then they start using the hashtag #death2, and then there's a poll.
The person's name.
And the person who gets the most votes on the #death2 challenge.
But it starts off as games, like just...
Yeah, it starts off as a game.
Like, what was it called? Trending topic.
Right? Yeah, but the FBI figures out that the people who got the highest votes, they start dying.
And they don't know how, right?
And it's through the use of technology, because it's actually just one person who had control over the whole game, who was responsible of the deaths of the highest voted person.
Right. The character.
Yeah. But then everyone who played the game, they're actually in the pickle, because then, like, everyone who played the game, they end up dying. But I think I'm going to cut it there. Like, yeah, I don't want to much.
But let's talk about these fucking bees.
Yeah, so basically there's bees, there's smart bees.
Remember, this is futuristic. Distant future.
Right? Yeah. So they're smart bees. They're controlled by one person. So then they go into your brain through your, like, nostril. They end up killing you.
Yeah, but what's the point of these bees? I forgot. Like, what were they made for?
They were helping the environment with, like, the pollen and everything. Like,
oh, yeah.
But then somebody hacks them, and they start using the bees to kill people.
Yeah, there's, like, swarms, like, millions of bees, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And
we can also recommend Hidden Nation. Like, if you want to watch White Christmas, watch that one. Or if you're a first-time watcher for Black Mirror, White Christmas and Hidden Nation. Yeah. And Hidden Nation, you can actually take your time and maybe, you know, watch it with some popcorn or something, because it's a long episode.
I was going to say it's
an hour and a half.
This is like a movie to me. Like,
yeah, exactly. Right. For me, that's a movie.
It came out of the movies and would have been badass.
Yeah.
I like the actor that comes out there. I forgot her name. McDowell.
The blonde one or the short hair?
The short hair.
The agent.
Yeah. She's okay. I like her. I've seen her quite some of them.
So now those are the favorite episodes, and I guess you knocked out your overlooked ones as well. So let's talk about probably the worst episode.
The worst one, let me just play real quickly. I think Archangel was kind of, to me, that was a filler.
Yeah.
That one's the one where...
For me, I didn't dislike it or like it.
Just neutral about it?
Yeah.
That was like waste of episode to me. That's the one where the mom is overprotective of the daughter since she was little.
Yeah.
So she implants like a camera in her brain, right? Which,
yeah, like kind of like a chip, but you can monitor everything that she's doing, because you, like, on your tablet, you can see what she's seeing,
like, in her eyes.
And yeah, exactly. And you can control, you can censor things, and you can see what she can see or she can't see, and you can basically, you have control over her.
Yeah, right. Or just to see what she's seeing.
Yeah.
And you can see, I forgot, like, was she supposed to take it out, or when she grew up, or
so basically, since it was a prototype,
yeah.
Once the girl starts going crazy a little bit because she didn't have full access to seeing everything.
Oh, yeah, she's like blocked or blurred.
Yeah, the mom would censor things.
Right.
But
there you go.
Censor. So then, since they couldn't take out the implant out, she had to keep it, and the mom would. The deal was the mom to just get rid of the tablet, so that way she gives complete liberty to her daughter.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's an episode that's there.
I mean, it's all right. I mean, actually, I don't even remember that. I only saw it once. Maybe that's one of the episodes.
It's not the episode one, but okay, we are gonna save the worst episode to last. Which one?
The worst one without a fucking doubt. I don't even
check out the title for this though. Title by itself sucks. Rachel, Jack, and Ashley too. What the fuck is that?
I let me tell you, this is a Miley Cyrus one, by the way.
Yeah.
And which is this, I don't even remember what I don't remember the title, which means it didn't make an impression on me. A good one. Like, this one sucks. Like, this is the point to it. I think just to get her on there, you're like,
yeah, it's just to get Miley Cyrus pair a couple mil.
Which I don't even hate Miley Cyrus. I mean, she's whatever. I mean, this episode sucked.
It's like you're watching a fucking episode of Disney Channel.
I feel like I was watching a Disney Channel movie. So, like, to be honest, I don't remember the plot. That's how much.
The plot is that...
You tell them, because I'm so Ashley pissed off. <that movie.
laughs> Ashley 2 is Miley Cyrus' character. Basically...
Real quick.
Some of her fans try to save her because she goes into a coma, but she's being controlled by her agent, by her manager.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So the whole episode is about saving her life and how the fans are ready to save her.
And she gets put into a doll. I guess you can see that episode if you're a fan of Miley Cyrus. I'm not really a fan.
Try not to, though.
Save it for last. You know what? Don't save it for last, because the last one should be a good one. Basically, this Black Mirror is a great show. If you all haven't seen it,
we recommend to watch for sure.
Don't start with the first episode, please. I just beg you that.
But anyways, guys, don't forget to check out our Instagram.
Yeah, our Instagram is Beers and Movies 9495. Our Facebook is, which is?
Beers and Movies 9495 also.
Too. Okay. And that's going to be it for this episode.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, guys.
It's a Black Mirror. Don't forget to tell your friends, your family, share us everywhere. And we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Have a good one.